5-0 CV Green Bay.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
What I know about courage.
ABC News, I'm Rena Roy. Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas with these remarks as Title 42 expires tonight.
I want to be very clear. Our borders are not open.
Some border officials say the greatest increase in the number of migrants may have happened 5 to 7 days ago. The EPA introduced new rules intended to regulate emissions from power plants. Legal challenges are expected as some Republicans say these rules could force coal-burning plants to close. The FDA finalized new guidelines for blood donation. All potential donors will be screened with a questionnaire that evaluates their risks for HIV. This does away with an abstinence requirement that made blood donation difficult for gay and bisexual men. President Biden will meet with congressional leaders for the second time Friday to discuss the debt limit. The U.S. is moving closer to a default that economists say would be catastrophic. Republicans want spending cuts in exchange for raising the debt ceiling. The White House says no. This is ABC News. Nearly two decades after 18-year-old Natalie Holloway's disappearance in Aruba, the prime suspect in the case is set to face charges in the U.S. Peruvian authorities have agreed to a temporary extradition of Joran Vandersloot. A popular YouTuber is facing federal charges for allegedly staging a plane crash.
The video went viral. YouTube star Trevor Jacob flying his small plane over Santa Barbara County in late 2021. The engine quits, he parachutes out, and the plane crash is caught on video. Now federal prosecutors, as part of a plea deal, have charged Jacob with obstructing an investigation. They say, as many suspected, he staged the crash for YouTube views and then hoisted the crashed plane out and dismantled it so investigators could not inspect it. He's agreed to plead guilty to one count that could get him 20 years in prison. Alex Stone, ABC News.
The World Health Organization says Mpox, previously known as monkeypox, is no longer a global public health emergency. Rena Roy, ABC News.
Oh, now, wait until you pull up to the stop and go light. But when you do, go ahead and save the Civic Media station to one of your presets. The Cripes Cast with me, Charlie Behrens, and also on the Civic Media app.
For Civic Media, I'm Jane Mattner. Here's what you need to know. Propane stored in a garage may have sparked the Tuesday night explosion at a condo complex on Madison's west side. The Madison Fire Department says the building that exploded had 8 units. A neighboring 8-unit building was also damaged, leaving 21 people without a place to live. 4 people were hurt. The investigation continues. 39-year-old Kevin McDowell of Madison will spend 20 years behind bars, another 15 with additional supervision after being convicted of a 2017 sexual assault. He was convicted in January. If you want to watch Friday night's matchup between the Brewers and the Royals at MFAM Field, you have to subscribe to Apple Plus TV. Or you can listen to our flagship Brewers station, Oshkosh Air Support 98.3 FM and 1100 AM, or WRCE, News from the Center in Richland Center, 107.7 FM, 1450 AM. I'm Jane Mattner. This is Civic Media News.
The Talk of Green Bay, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW programming is broadcast from the Bug Tussle Studios.
Bug Tussle, keeping you connected to the world around you.
My name is Teresa Barber. I was in the United States Navy, and I served overseas in the Middle East and Africa. Early on in my career, I had a commander that taught our suicide prevention training, and the very next day, he took his own life. 90% of suicide attempts involving a gun are fatal. My way of continuing my service is to help protect my community by being a responsible gun owner and by storing firearms safely. Store all your guns securely. Help stop suicide.
Brought to you by End Family Fire and the Ad Council.
If you love them enough to listen to them practice the same song on tuba,
please be done.
Over and over and over and over and over. Then surely you'll check nhtsa.gov/the right seat to make sure they're correctly buckled in the back seat.
Sounds good, honey.
Check today at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
People won't give you the real talk on drugs, but it's time we know the facts. Fentanyl is killing people. It's a powerful opioid, often made illegally and commonly mixed with illicit drugs. It can even be pressed into counterfeit pills that resemble prescription medications. Just 2 milligrams, about the size of a few grains of sand, could potentially be lethal. This isn't an ad to scare you, but it is an ad to make you think twice. Get the facts. Go to realdealonfentanyl.com. This message is brought to you by the Ad Council.
Hey, I'm Smokey Bear, and I made an assistant to help you out. Because only you can prevent wildfires.
Hey, Assistant Smokey Bear, call me Papa Bear, because I'm grilling up dinner. Do you get it?
Yes, good job.
So, what should I do with all these coals?
Don't just toss them out. Put them in a metal container, because those embers can start a wildfire.
I understand. The stakes are high.
Ha, 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 ha.
Learn more at SmokeyBear.com.
Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
If I could be you.
And you could be me.
For just 1 hour.
If you could find a way.
To get inside.
Each other's mind.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
We've all felt left out. And for some, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Don't change the station, but do watch out for deer, would ya? You know, they're running around all willy-nilly. It is the Krebscast with me, Charlie Behrens, on Civic Media and the Civic Media app.
Warning, you are about to listen to the greatest radio show ever. And due to contractual obligations and to shield our airwaves and corporate licensees from any semblance of liability, responsibility, and gullibility, we must tell you the views represented on this show are not necessarily those of this station or its management. This radio show contains differing points of view on current political topics, and due to the nature of its contents, it should be heard by everyone. Thank you for listening.
Three, two, one.
Now live from the Devil Radio Studios in Madison, Wisconsin, where the political party is just beginning. Welcome to the Devil's Advocate Show. Friends proving it's never personal, only politics.
Please allow me to introduce myself.
Here is your host, Mike Crute.
Welcome to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Dominic, it's Thursday Eve up in this bitch, man. Friday tomorrow. Oh, it's my bad, man. I'm so looking forward to what comes next. I'm looking past the now, perhaps the greatest radio show ever.
Perhaps guaranteed. Take it to the bank, Crudy. Good to see you, Evan, working the board. Thank you, sir, and our fair audience. Thank you for tuning in, hanging out with us.
And you know what? The greatest news of all. Why it's going to be a super duper show? Bill Press. He's back from his European venture. And you guys did some skinny dipping in the Roman fogs together
right here. Yes. We got a chance to hang out a little bit in Rome. It was great to see Bill. I look forward to having him coming on today, 5 o'clock, catching up with our pundit, our pal, Bill Press.
I can't believe you had to cross the world to go party with Bill Press.
Anytime,
and I can't
man.
Get you to drive to Madison and party with Crudy.
If you were in Rome, we'd have hung out at the piazza as well.
When in Rome, party like Bill Press and Dominic do, which means naked in the fountains. Dom will absolutely, a little bit later in the hour, get to the town hall, the Trump town hall.
Ugh.
The disgraceful event last night. Were you glued to your TV?
No, hell no, I did not watch. I caught some of the social media and other reporting on it today, and I got my fill. I got the gist. You know, I already knew how that was going to play out, and it happened exactly as I suspected.
Normally, I'd eat that bullet on behalf of the audience, Tom, but, you know, my wife had a friend come over, and we partied on the back porch.
Yeah, it was a beautiful day.
It is a glorious day today.
Why ruin it with a Trump town hall, quote unquote?
Well, later in the hour, perhaps.
We'll ruin it for you later. You're welcome.
Let's lead closer to home. Someone said, you know, Crudy, it's summer. Why don't we lighten it up a little bit? You know, nobody's running for office right now, right, Dom? So why would we have to be so political during the course of the summer? And I don't disagree with the sentiment broadly.
I totally disagree.
Well, you are entitled to be wrong often.
All right. You tell me why you don't totally disagree, and I'll tell you why I absolutely totally disagree.
Well, I try to take advice given to me. You know, I try to heed it. I hear you, people. I hear you. I try to heed when I can, Dom, but let's lead in our backyard, and I'll tell you why. Dom, you might be right today. It is very, very hard not to be political when you see the new Senate appointee to the Elections Commission chair, and you realize the guy is effectively a coup guy? He's down for the legislative coup? He wrote a letter to the Vice President of the United States asking him not to certify the election results of Joe Biden on January 6th of 2021. When he sent that letter? January 5th of 2021, the day before. Just let's consider it for 10 days, and then we'll throw it back to the state legislatures where he was serving at the time in the assembly, and let us be malfeasant, because we, of course, through gerrymandering and the cooking of the books, we have this massive legislative control. So given the option, we would flip the will of the voters. And that's the letter, you know, didn't write it all down, Dom, but effectively said, give us the means to flip the will of the voters. What a procedural coup, if you will, Dom. And the guy ran in the special election, and now he's your senator, and he is the Elections Commission chair. Because who better to serve than Dan Knodel?
Terrible, Crudy. Just terrible.
Lighten it up. It's summer. Take it easy.
Here's the thing. And before we get to this piece by Molly Beck at the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel, I used to think that way, Crudy. Election's over. We'll take a break, you know, and, you know, relax and worry about it. You know, check in again in 6 months or next year, whatever the case is. No. See, the self-governance thing, it never stops. It never stops. And these kinds of things, appointments by and malfeasance by Republicans these days, politicians generally, man, we never stop. So you never can turn away. You can't. Now, maybe sometimes it's a little heavier than others, and sometimes there's more going on than less, but self-governance is like self-care, baby. It never stops. Molly Beck reporting, Wisconsin lawmaker who urged Pence to delay certifying the 2020 election is named to lead the Senate Elections Committee. Dan Knodel, Republican from Germantown. Yes.
This reporting makes me throw up in my mouth a little bit.
Think about how I feel, man. This guy represents me. I mean, he's doesn't represent me, but he's unfortunately
literally he represents you in the state Senate and on the Elections Commission as the chairman thereof. He represents all Wisconsinites, Dom, does he not?
Senator, state senator, which is hard to say. Dan Knodel, a Republican from Germantown, has been named chairman of the State Senate Committee on Shared Revenue, Elections, and Consumer Protection by Senate Majority Leader Devin LeMahieu. Until now, the Senate had a committee devoted just to elections.
You know, I asked you, I'm like, what sort of conglomerated committee is this? They like grabbed three different things, threw them all together, because these are not at all related. Shared revenue has nothing to do with elections, other than the fact if too many Republicans get elected, then you ain't getting any shared revenue, not if you're Milwaukee. And consumer protection, I mean, these are incongruent things all glommed together under the governance of our Republicans. You know,
better and now under the leadership of election denier Dan Knodel. He was one of 15 Wisconsin lawmakers who joined 76 other lawmakers across the country in signing that January 5th, 2021 letter asking Vice President Pence to put off certifying the election presidential results a day before a mob stormed the Capitol to try to prevent Trump from becoming president. The lawmakers, as Crudy said, sought a 10-day delay so they could get state legislatures and battleground states to overturn the election results and hand former President Donald Trump a second term. I mean, wow, isn't that what you want in charge of your elections? A man who's down with overturning democracy. Senate Minority Leader Melissa Agard, a Democrat from Madison, said Knodel was unfit to oversee such legislation given his participation in the letter. And here's what she had to say. Senator Knodel actively worked to thwart the peaceful transition of power by signing onto a letter requesting that VP Pence delay the certification of the 2020 presidential election. He does not respect the nation's longstanding democratic processes, and is unfit, I say, to chair a committee exercising some oversight of Wisconsin elections. Canodal and LeMahieu did not respond to requests for comments. In March, though, Canodal told the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel he stands by the letter, citing quote-unquote abnormalities. He pointed to two instances he was aware of in which a person either tried or succeeded in casting an illegal vote. As of May of 2021, Wisconsin election officials identified 27 potential cases of voter fraud out of 3.3 million cast in the 2020 presidential election. 27 out of 3.3 million. Here's what Canodal had to say in March. There were certainly abnormalities at the time that were coming to light, but there is no denial of the election. President Biden is the president. What, new information has come to light, Lebowski? Are you kidding me? You lost all the cases. You got 27 identified by the Wisconsin's election. And for that reason, you sign on to a letter to try to overturn the will of the people, the will of the constituents you represent, like my vote, Dan Canodal. And now you're in charge of the Senate Election Committee.
Wasn't it Nicki Minaj's cousin who had the incident? And he told Dan Canodal about it, and then Dan decided he's got to write a letter to the vice president. Something about stolen ballots or swollen somethings. I forget.
Don't know. Not clear. I'm sorry. I'm a little upset right now. But, I mean, for
I'm
real.
Trying
I mean,
to line it up for summer over
I know,
here.
I know, but this is what we continually have to deal with now, right? I mean, and what is there any consequence to these actions? I mean, the guy signed on to a procedural coup. What makes you think, what gives you any confidence that they're not going to play whatever games they deem fit in this committee, in as a state senator, in league with Robin Voss and the other side, and what? To attack the 2024 elections? Abnormalities, 27 out of 3.3 million, and that's justification for Senator Dan Canodal, now chair of this committee overseeing elections, to try to overturn the will of the people. That's stunning.
You know, I found the outgoing chairperson, even though she was a Republican, Kathy Bernier, B-E-R-N-I-E-R, a Republican from Chippewa Falls. Well, she led the Senate Elections Committee through the 2020 election and during its fallout in Wisconsin. Well, that's just Trump claiming it was rigged. She became a target of some of her own party for publicly criticizing Trump and those among his supporters, like Dan Canodal, who spread false claims about Wisconsin's elections. She didn't actually accuse Dan Canodal. She actually, in this case, supports Dan Canodal. I was a little surprised. Bernier, who is now the director of the Wisconsin arm of the elections focus group Keep Our Republic, said Wednesday she has all the confidence in the world Canodal is going to be fair and equitable. I wish I shared her confidence in his role replacing her as the leader. Bernier, a former election clerk, said she believes Canodal likely signed the 2021 letter after getting caught up in the false claims swirling around the 2020 presidential contest, but has since understood the reality of the election. When all the hype and all the excitement and accusations were going around, I think he kind of got caught up in all of that.
What he just said in March. He just said last month, the abnormalities.
We all get kind of labeled sometimes in the legislature. There's something you said or did at one point in time that comes back to bite you. I think this whole 2020 election, it's done that for a lot of people. People thought there had to be facts behind the false claims, not realizing there wasn't. Come back. More Devil's Advocates.
The whole world gone crazy! Am I the only one around here who gives a shit about the rules?
Civic Media isn't just another broadcast company.
We're your neighbors. We bleed green and gold.
And we love nothing more than to help fellow Wisconsinites succeed.
Whether your business wants to advertise to your local community or the entire state, Civic Media can help. Find out more at civicmedia.us.
Sometimes I just cannot believe all the storms we've gone through here. I can only hope that we'll be able to leave this house to you one day, baby. You're our legacy.
Planning for these disasters will make sure we're safe, and is the best way to protect that legacy.
Protect your legacy.
Visit ready.gov/plan for the tools and tips you need to start your emergency preparedness plan today. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Hello? I'm a Marine.
No matter how you served...
My buddies from the Army are all gone now. I'm really alone.
No matter what you're going through...
I keep getting calls about the bills, and I'm trying to get a job, but I feel so stuck.
We are here for you. If you or a veteran in your life is experiencing thoughts of suicide, dial 988, then press 1 to reach the Veterans Crisis Line.
You were supposed to get a colon cancer screening, but stuff came up.
We did have to pick up the twins from practice.
But on the way, we hit a giant pothole.
If you are 45 and older, don't let stuff get in the way of your screening. Visit the Colorectal Cancer Alliance at ccalliance.org.
But then...
Here's your updated forecast. Partly cloudy skies tonight with lows around 53. Winds out of the southeast, 5 to 10 miles an hour. Chance for scattered rain showers tomorrow. Highs level off around 73. Cloudy skies expected. Mainly cloudy skies expected tomorrow night. Lows dip down to about 53. Daytime highs approaching 67. Saturday under overcast skies. 60. Sunday chance for scattered rain showers. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Ray Miller. Right now, it's 85.
This is Civic Media for the Fox Valley.
They go low, we get high. The Devil's Advocates.
And we are back from the 420 break. Thank you for listening to the Devil's Advocates radio show. Join us on the lines at 844-967-2789.
Dominic, I would like to repeat part of the quote from outgoing Senate Elections Chairwoman Kathy Bernier. I always struggle with her name, but she was an elections clerk. And she argued against many of the rigged election lies that Donald Trump made.
As a Republican.
And here's what she said. I'm going to be a little repetitive, but bear with me. When all of the hype and all of the excitement and accusations were going around, I think he being Dan Knodel, he got caught up in all of that. We all got kind of labeled sometimes in the legislature. There's something you said or did at one point in time that comes back to bite you. And I think the whole 2020 election has done that for a lot of people. People thought there had to be facts behind the false claims. Now that's in parenthetical. Behind the claims, not realizing there wasn't. She didn't even call them false claims. The paper does. They believed what they had heard from people they respected. Dom. A little bit more. Bernier said that she offered her guidance and help to Knodel, who accepted my offer graciously. That ordinarily would not happen with election deniers, she said. And Dom, I think we should, again, read the names onto the record of the Devil's Advocates. You know, that is really the record of record. Among those signing the January 5th, 2021 letter with Knodel, this again to the vice president, were Reps Jeff Merceau of Krivitz, who in 2020 signed on to a doom lawsuit seeking to overturn the election results. And then there was Rep. Janelle Branchen of Menomonee Falls. Even Trump wouldn't kiss her, the former chairwoman of the Assembly Campaigns and Elections Committee. The others signing the letter were Senator Andre Jock of DePere. Shout out WGBW. Rep. Rob Brooks of Saukville. I bet we got a couple over there, too. Rick Gundrum of Slinger, Gay Magnificy of Dresser, Dave Murphy of Greenville.
He keeps popping up.
Michael Schraub of Oshkosh, Shay Swordwell of Gibson. That's your buddy.
That's my buddy.
Chuck Wiggers of Muskego, former state rep Cody Horlocker of Maguanago, Timothy Ramjam Rantham of Campbellsport. Almost called it a Ram Jam sport. Joe Sanfilippo of New Berlin, Joe.
Come on, Joe.
Joe. And Jeremy Thietzfeld of Fond du Lac also signed the letter and have since left the state legislature. Disgraceful, Dom.
Well, and
all these signatories thereof.
Kathy Bernier's assessment, and perhaps it is accurate. You know, hey, they just got caught up in the hype. I mean, you know how it goes when there's a riot. You know, sometimes mob rules, right? But let's unpack that for just a moment. So then Rep and now State Senator Dan Knodel is so what, misguided of the facts and has such poor judgment that he jumped to conclusions? Right? Doesn't that make him ineligible or unqualified? If nothing else, eligible, certainly unqualified
to be
a Wisconsin state senator. Okay, so
he trusted too much the people he respected. He trusted them too much.
What, Fox News?
He was misled.
He was misled by
Fox News. Well, it's not just Fox News.
Okay, but here's my point.
Right wing talk radio?
It is incumbent upon them to have some sense, man. I mean, if that is your judgment, if you observe the situation and came to that conclusion, you have terrible judgment, as is now being articulated by Republican Bernier or the other side of this coin, that Bernier is wrong. That it wasn't just a hype, that he knew all along that it was BS and he went along with it anyway. Those are, as I see it, the two options. You're either ignorant or you're corrupt. In either way, Dan Knodel, you're unqualified to hold that position.
Man, you got some heartburn for a Thursday.
I'm telling you,
I don't know
why, man.
You can't lighten up and enjoy the fine, glorious weather that's been thrown our way, Dom. What's your favorite sunny day story? I tease.
Rep Dan Knodel, or now state senator. No, I mean, come on. But how else do you, I mean, come on, unpack it for me, man. What are your other options? I mean, for real, if you truly believed it, man, oh my God, I got a bridge to sell you. Are you that big of a sucker? Or if you didn't believe it and you did it anyway, well, then you're just a corrupt bastard. I don't, there's one is not better than the other.
Ignorance is bliss. For some, ignorance is bliss. I think you're being a little strong and harsh in your assessment when you call them corrupt bastards. We don't know that about each and every individual lawmaker.
If you knew that this was BS, if you knew it was a lie, if you knew that this was all just to try to, what, give a foundation for the procedural coup that you were being a part of, if you knew ahead of time that it was false, that is corruption to the highest scale. And if
you were just misinformed, Jerry, they were just.
Then you're an ignorant lightweight and you believe anything that's told you, and you also have no judgment to be in that space.
844-967-2789. Jeannie from Eau Claire. I hope you're having a glorious summer day, Jeannie.
Hey, Jeannie. But I'm glad you guys are keeping up on what's going on, because otherwise people wouldn't have a clue. And Kathy Bernier got lots of phone calls from me. You know, she thought that ALEC was a very good organization.
The American Legislative Exchange Council, really a corporate-funded Republican front organization, ALEC?
Yes. This is where this is coming from. She no longer has ability to be called in because she's not in the Senate anymore, so she can still support the bad guys, unfortunately. But hey, she was the head of the Elections Commission. She wasn't going to be caught in the big lie, but now she's supporting a guy who was in the big lie. So
can you be a good person, Jeannie, and have bad associations in your life? Are we all responsible for the associations we make? I mean, I vouched for Dom once or twice.
Yes, we are. Jeannie, your thoughts?
But that was her area. She knew that this was a lie. She knew, and other people knew. They were all aware of what was going on there. This making up stuff like that is no excuse. Unfortunately, she went down a couple notches for that.
Sorry to cut you short, Jeannie. Hope you get some tan lines out there for Devil's Advocates.
Keeping the Fox Valley connected, informed, and entertained. This is Civic Media.
ABC News, I'm Rena Roy. Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas with these remarks as Title 42 expires tonight.
I want to be very clear. Our borders
are not open.
Some border officials say the greatest increase in the number of migrants may have happened 5 to 7 days ago. The EPA introduced new rules intended to regulate emissions from power plants. Legal challenges are expected, as some Republicans say these rules could force coal-burning plants to close. The FDA finalized new guidelines for blood donation. All potential donors will be screened with a questionnaire that evaluates their risks for HIV. This does away with an abstinence requirement that made blood donation difficult for gay and bisexual men. President Biden will meet with congressional leaders for the second time Friday to discuss the debt limit. The U.S. is moving closer to a default that economists say would be catastrophic. Republicans want spending cuts in exchange for raising the debt ceiling. The White House says no. This is ABC News.
The Cripes Cast with me, Charlie Behrens, and I'll tell you what, it's more fun than tipping cows. And actually, you shouldn't really tip the cows, okay? They don't tip as easy as they think, and they might kick you in the... Never mind.
For Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. Here's what you need to know. One of the two teenagers wanted for Fond du Lac's weekend triple shooting has turned himself in. The other suspect is still out there somewhere. A 20-year-old woman was killed and two people were injured Sunday. Efforts to make Wisconsin's parole system more transparent are moving ahead. Karen Kannenberg testified in favor of reforms at a state Senate committee hearing yesterday. She and her family only got 3 days' notice that her sister's killer was getting out of prison early last year.
This is not enough time, the 30 days. We need to have this change for 30 days. We had 3 days to try and do something about this.
Her sister was Johanna Balsewicz. Her husband stabbed her to death in 1997. The Republican bill aims to give crime victims new and enhanced rights. In sports, this year's NFL schedule is out. The Packers open at Chicago. I'm Terry Bell, and this is Civic Media News.
Are record high energy and water costs putting a squeeze on your fixed or limited incomes? With inflation rising at record levels and incomes not keeping pace, you might be one of tens of thousands of Wisconsin residents who are struggling to survive. While you may not ask for it, the Keep Wisconsin Warm Cool Fund and your local energy assistance providers are here to help. No Wisconsin resident should ever have to be without heat, water, or power. For a hand up, apply today and call 1-800-506-5596. That's 800-506-5596. Or visit www.heat.help. That's www.heat.help.
US Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the lingo.
Jelly. Jelly adjective. Jelly is a shorter, better way to say jealous. As in, Chloe, I am like so jelly of your unicorn phone case.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUS Kids, and the Ad Council.
When you're high, you feel different. You think different, you talk different, you draw different, you listen to music different, but you probably knew that. Problem is, you also drive different, and not in a good way. That's why driving high is illegal everywhere. So if you're high, just don't drive. Make a plan to get a sober ride. Because if you feel different, you drive different. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Welcome back to the Devils Advocates Radio Show, the Friday Eve edition. It's Friday Eve, right? Thursday, that makes it, right, Dom?
Yes, sir. That's right. That's how it works, man.
Dominic, you seem a little disgruntled for a glorious Thursday.
More than usual, perhaps.
I'm just trying to lighten it up, so I'm gonna butter you up a little bit here, Dom.
Good luck. Let's talk
about the Trump Town Hall. Let's lighten it up a little bit. Let's talk about the craptacular Trump town hall that neither of us watched in real time. We didn't give it our time, but we got to give a little bit to the audience. We do politics, you know, even in the summery months, although this could be one of the top 10 days of the year. I feel quite confident. But Dom, I want to quote a guy that I don't always like to quote because I find this guy to be an opportunist, but he's well-written. He's Charlie Sykes, used to be on Whitey Righty Talk Radio, down the dial. And he wrote this column at the Bulwark this morning, Morning Shots, the moment that you knew what CNN's disastrous town hall showed us. Critics had worried that giving the indicted twice impeached, coup-plotting, chronically lying sexual predator in an unedited live television forum might turn out badly. You thought it might turn out badly, Tom.
Yes.
The reality, however, was far ghastlier. A crap show for the ages in a moment that captured the thorough degradation of both our politics and the media. It was an effing nightmare, remarked one savvy observer, and it was programmed to be an effing nightmare. Trump was, of course, thrilled. For her part, Caitlin Collins was poised, prepared, and determined, but she never stood a chance. She raised all of the key questions and tried, not always successfully, to ask follow-ups. But Trump just rolled over her with a torrent of invective jibes and bullcrap, let's just say. The fact-checkers were reduced to asterisks. He declared war on the truth, CNN anchor Jake Tapper said afterwards, and I'm not sure that he didn't win. So Charlie's got a whole list here, Dom. Where to start, he says. Sort of the lowlights of the evening. You want to help me on these?
Yeah, man, I'll jump in here. I'll go first, and we'll just kind of, tag team this. The bullet points from Charlie Sykes. I can't believe we're reading him on air. But okay, he's got a point. Here are some of the lowlights. Trump called a black law enforcement officer a thug. Of course he did.
Trump repeated baseless conspiracy theories about 2020 because it was a rigged election, don't you know?
Don't you know? He lied about losing the 2020 election. CNN Oliver Darcy tweeted, I've lost count of how many times Trump has lied about the election. Collins keeps fact-checking him, but he keeps lying.
Dominic Trump lied about calling for terminating the Constitution so he could be returned to power. That was his advocacy, wasn't it?
He literally said that, yes. He lied about his role on January 6th.
Sort of minimized it. Said it was a glorious day. He's going to pardon a lot of people, Dom. Oh, yeah, that's the next one. Trump suggested that he'd pardon many of the January 6th insurrectionists.
Crudy, he also insisted that Mike Pence should have overturned the election.
If he only had the courage, Dom. Trump also endorsed letting the country default on its debt, even if it would bring on an economic cataclysm. And Trump's explanation, well, I'm not currently president, so it's not my problem. It would bode ill for Joe Biden, and I'm running against Joe Biden.
Crudy, he claimed the residents of the Chinatown neighborhood in Washington, D.C., quote, did not speak English as part of an allegation that Biden stored boxes there after his vice presidency because he had nefarious ties to Beijing.
Charlie Sykes also points out Trump refused to back Ukraine against Russia. Shocking that he picked Russia in that conflict,
Weird. It's almost like he always picks Russia in every conflict, every chance, every time.
I don't know why he would, though.
Pretty. He lashed out at Collins as a nasty woman, and the audience cheered.
Dominic, according to Charlie Sykes, but that was hardly the worst of it. Actually, not even close. The day after a federal jury found that the ex-president had sexually abused and defamed E. Jean Carroll, Trump turned the episode into a joke, mocking and insulting the victim. And the crowd laughed. That's part of the problem. Last night, it was a sycophantic Trump supportive crowd.
Yeah, and I heard your rant leader in front of the cult.
As it says here in parentheticals, the former president then turned to Collins' other questions about E. Jean Carroll into his version of a comedy routine, cracking up the audience that CNN assembled of New Hampshire Republicans and effectively independent voters. At many points, Trump appeared to repeat the same rhetoric that led to Carroll's suit in the first place. Trump went on to suggest that Carroll, who vividly recounted her allegation on the witness stand, was overly promiscuous. And the CNN audience loved it. Here's a statement. What kind of woman meets somebody and brings them up and within minutes, you're playing hanky-panky in the dressing room? I don't know if she was married then or not. I feel sorry for you, John Johnson, Trump said to a chorus of laughter. It was a shocking moment, even for veterans of Trump-era politics. But that was the moment we knew. Even the folks at CNN seemed to recognize how bad it was. Here's a quote, Tom. It's hard to see how America is served by the spectacle of lies that aired on CNN Wednesday evening. Oliver Darcy, the network's senior media reporter, wrote in CNN's Reliable Sources newsletter. This is what they're saying about CNN on CNN. It felt like 2016 all over again. It was Trump's unhinged social media feed brought to life on stage. A little bit more from Charlie. But let's be clear about this. Last night was not Caitlin Collins' fault. The decision to amplify Trump's fire hose of disinformation on live television doomed the whole thing from the start. As Mehdi Hassan writes today, the ridiculous town hall format and an audience seemingly recruited from the Mar-a-Lago parking lot put its own anchor in a position to fail. Her bosses at CNN should have known that, but they made it clear last night that they had learned nothing or simply didn't care. Increasingly, Chris Light is to CNN what Elon Musk is to Twitter. Chris Light, shockingly, he was the executive producer of the Colbert Show. A, I didn't know how he had the gravitas to head up the CNN network. And B, he's done a crap job, Dom.
The network's defenses for all of this are BS on the surface. Of course, CNN needs to cover and report on the front-running GOP candidate. He's news. But this was not journalism we saw on CNN last night. This was entertainment programming, the kind of reality television show that did so much to foist Trump onto the body politic he owned last night's format. In a different format, Collins could have performed a flagrant act of journalism. She could have done an in-depth taped interview with the former president, the sort that Jonathan Swan has done. She could have been given a chance to ask detailed follow-up questions like Mehdi Hassan might do. CNN could have edited the responses rather than simply air one lie after another. Instead, well, you saw it, and he quotes now Rex Hupke. Sexual abuse, like the kind the jury just found Trump liable of, quote, question mark, that's a laugh line for these folks. Literally, they laughed during CNN's town hall as Trump continued to likely defame E. Jean Carroll, the woman he was just found liable of defaming. The January 6th domestic terrorist attack on the U.S. Capitol, question mark, Trump said he'll swiftly pardon most of the now imprisoned attackers, possibly even some of the Proud Boys who were convicted of seditious conspiracy because they're, quote, great people. And that brought applause from the crowd. A rat-a-tat-tat string of lies about rigged election, the crowd chuckled. Lies about finishing, quote-unquote, the border wall he barely started. You know, the one Mexico didn't pay for? The crowd applauded. Lie, 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 lie. Laugh, applaud, chuckle, clap, cheer. This was the moment we knew. We knew who Trump was, of course, but last night showed us who we are. And what's about to happen? This is the GOP front runner. Listen, wrote author Jared Yates Sexton, quote, if this town hall is any indication, and I think it is, of the Trump campaign in 2024, is going to be indefinitely more disturbing and upsetting. I've spent a lot of time studying this man and his movement. I'm stunned by the depths here. This is awful. Charlie Sykes, writing at the Bulwark, we read it, so you don't have to, but he makes some points, and I do concur with some of those observations and even a few conclusions.
The observation that Charlie Sykes is opportunistic, Tom, self-serving.
Well, that we know. Yes, indeed.
Let's play a little of the self-serving former president, because I know how much you love him, Dom. We're not trying to hoist him up, but I think you do need to hear some of this. On apologizing to his former vice president, Mike Pence. You know,
I don't think he was in any danger.
Mr. President, do you feel that you owe him an apology?
No, because he did something wrong. He should have put the votes back to the state legislatures, and I think we would have had a different outcome. I really do.
You know, like.
He doesn't have the authority to do that, as you know.
What?
like Dan Canoto suggested.
The vice president does not have the authority to reject those
election results. Let's have this one out just now, because it's interesting. Let's keep it interesting, right? I like Mike Pence very much. He's a very fine man. He's a very nice man.
But I wish they'd hung him that day. More from Donald Trump. Well, the lawyers, Tom, they're wrong. Cut to.
Even if the votes, you mean, I talked to his lawyer, even if the votes are absolutely fraudulent, he can't say, yes, sir, he can't say, but, and the Democrats played it and the rhinos played it. And then the election was over. They told him he couldn't do it. And Mike said to me, I can't do it. The lawyers told me he can't do it. They can't do it. But the lawyers were wrong, because right after the election, they all met, the rhinos and the Democrats, and they worked out a plan to make sure that future vice presidents don't do what I said you could do.
That's not what happened. You're referring to the Electoral Count Act.
She's trying. She's trying that, Caitlin Collins. She's wading in, at least. More about the Electoral Count Act, if there's time here, Ebone. Let's play cut three.
You're referring to the Electoral Count Act. I've read that. There is no authority.
No,
legal experts, including Republican legal experts, say that he does not have that authority, Mr.
Caitlin,
President. But I want to
Why did they change the law then, saying that you can't do it?
They didn't change the law. They strengthened the law because they were worried about presidents exploiting.
Oh, they strengthened it, meaning you could do it.
That's not what it means.
Thank you.
I mean, just terrible.
I believe he's picking nits. Splitting the infinitive? Does it matter at this late hour, sir? Mike had the right to do it. Mike Pence, of course, not Crudy. Cut four.
Mike had the right to do it. They convinced him he didn't, and it was a horrible thing for our country. If you would have sent those votes back to Georgia, Pennsylvania, and other states, Wisconsin, which if you look at Wisconsin, they've virtually admitted now that the election was rigged. If
they
you
would have
sent
those
Gableman.
Votes back
to
many of those states, they would not come back in the affirmative. And remember what I said, and you just said it pretty much. You admitted what I said was right.
They said
he didn't have the right to do it. And he did have the right to do it, and that's why they changed the law, taking that right away.
Keep saying it doesn't make it true. One more, I believe. Oh, I'm sorry. Two more. Cut five. Access Hollywood.
I said if you're famous and rich or whatever I said, but I said if you're a star, you are. And I said women let you. I didn't say you grip. I said women let. You know, you didn't use that word. But if you look. Women let you.
It still now, implies action
said,
on your
part. Will you take that back? I said, look, for a million years, this is the way it's been. I want to be honest. This is the way it's been. I can take it back if you'd like to, but if you're a famous person, if you're a star, and I'm not referring to myself. I'm saying people that are famous.
You specifically referred to yourself.
People that are rich,
to be a star,
people that are powerful,
yes.
They tend to do pretty well in a lot of different ways, okay? And you would like me to take that back? I can't take it back because it happens to be true. I said it's been true for 1 million years, approximately 1 million years, perhaps a little bit longer than that.
So you stand by those comments?
Well, I don't want to lie.
Mr. Oh, President, we have a lot of questions.
Here's what she wants
me to say. Let's
a
get
rich
to the
and famous person
tonight.
Has no advantage over anyone else. Well, you do have an advantage. And I say unfortunately, but that's the way it is.
Or fortunately. For you. Because you are the one taking the action step. And committing sexual battery, as you were found civilly liable for just the other day. Come back. More Devil's Advocates. Phone lines open. 844-967-2789.
Are record high energy and water costs putting a squeeze on your fixed or limited incomes? With inflation rising at record levels and incomes not keeping pace, you might be one of tens of thousands of Wisconsin residents who are struggling to survive. While you may not ask for it, the Keep Wisconsin Warm Cool Fund and your local energy assistance providers are here to help. No Wisconsin resident should ever have to be without heat, water, or power. For a hand up, apply today and call 1-800-506-5596. That's 800-506-5596. Or visit www.heat.help. That's www.heat.help.
The 988 Suicide and Crisis Lifeline is here and ready to help anyone experiencing a suicidal, mental health, or substance use crisis. Call, text, or chat 988 to get connected to a trained Lifeline counselor. 988, here to support you. Sponsored by Wisconsin DHS.
Moving Day, a walk for Parkinson's, is happening around the country. Together we can unite in the fight against Parkinson's disease in a safe but exciting and fun way. So let's get moving. Join the Parkinson's Foundation to learn more and register at movingdaywalk.org.
Here's your updated forecast. Partly cloudy skies tonight with lows around 53. Winds out of the southeast, 5 to 10 miles an hour. Chance for scattered rain showers. Tomorrow, highs level off around 73. Cloudy skies expected. Mainly cloudy skies expected. Tomorrow night, lows dip down to about 53. Daytime highs approaching 67. Saturday, under overcast skies. 60. Sunday, chance for scattered rain showers. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Ray Miller. Right now, it's 85.
This is Civic Media for the Fox Valley.
The Ukraine war, he's got a
never
plan.
Would happen.
Let's hear it. Cut number six, please.
I have a very good relationship with President Zelensky because, as you know, he backed me up with the phony impeachment hoax number one when he said the president didn't do anything wrong.
So I happened to like.
So I happened to like. Yeah, that's right. And I was totally exonerated, by the way. Just a waste of time and money.
You were impeached over that. But let's stay on topic here, Mr. President, because the question is, would you give Ukraine weapons and funding?
I was impeached by a crazy woman named Nancy
Pelosi.
But
the question here is, would you give Ukraine weapons and funding if you were elected?
I would sit down. Let me just put it a nicer way. If I'm president, I will have that war settled in one day, 24 hours.
How would you settle that war in one day?
Because I'll meet with Putin, I'll meet with Zelensky. They both have weaknesses and they both have strengths. And within 24 hours, that war will be settled. It'll be over.
I mean, what a, you know, this is the same guy who is going to have a very awesome, you know, repeal and replace Obamacare health plan coming in 2 weeks. Just wait, folks. Trust me, it's coming. I'll solve this problem in 24 hours. I'm the only guy that can fix this. And I would say this on the abortionist, we don't have any specific cuts of that. Again, Caitlin Collins, I thought, did a fine job attempting to follow up, pinning him down on a national abortion ban like six different times.
Didn't want to go there. Dom, surprisingly, the guy that wrote the book, Unintimidated, I don't mean former gubernator Scott Walker, but the guy that actually put pen to paper, Mark Thiessen, writes often columns, opinion for the Washington Post. Here was his take. For Republicans, Trump's town hall was a dumpster fire. For a change, I agree with Mark Thiessen. Let's see if I agree with the principles. If you are a Republican primary voter, ask yourself a simple question. Was Donald Trump's performance in his CNN town hall Wednesday night the ground on which you want to fight the 2024 election? Good question. Is it? For most of the hour-long session, the former president barely mentioned President Biden. Instead, he spent his time denying the results of the rigged 2020 election, railing against stupid people who refused to acknowledge his victory, promising to pardon many of those convicted of committing crimes on January 6, 2021, calling the Capitol police officer who shot a rioter while protecting members of Congress a thug. Mark doesn't point out that it was a black cop as well, Dom, and claiming that Mike Pence was not in danger from the rioters and had the power as vice president to overturn the election results, defending his perfect phone call, asking Georgia's Republican Secretary of State Brad Raffensperger to find 11,780 votes. That's one more than I need. Defending his Truth Social post, calling for termination of the Constitution, justifying his own mishandling of classified information while claiming that Biden stored classified documents in D.C.'s Chinatown. But they don't even speak English. Rehashing and justifying his Access Hollywood comments and calling CNN moderator Caitlin Collins a nasty person. We didn't bring that sound to the audience, Dom. With Title 42 migrant restrictions ending the next day, one would think that Trump might have opened with an attack on Biden's disastrous border policies. But no, he was more than happy to spend the first half of the night talking about himself and his grievances. Granted, this is what Collins asked him about, but Trump could have said, I know you want to talk about the 2020 election January 6th, but I'm here to talk about the 2024 election and the disasters that Joe Biden has unleashed on our country. As Mark Thiessen points out, he didn't. And don't think for a moment that Trump mistakenly took the bait. No, he wanted to focus on January 6th. He even brought props, pulling a sheet of paper out of his jacket pocket with his January 6th tweets so he could read them aloud. He was preparing this for his opening. A New Hampshire voter asked him, will you suspend polarizing talk of election fraud during your run for president? He said yes, but then went on to spend most of his time talking about it anyways. And when he did venture into public policy, it was to say that he would restore family separations at the southern border. When you say to a family that if you come, we're going to break you up, don't blame, they don't come. To urge Republicans to do a default on national debt, you might as well do it now because you're going to default eventually anyways. Like he often does, Dom. He had many, many bankruptcies. A catastrophic move, according to Mark Thiessen, that would give Biden the pretext to shift blame for his ruinous economic policies onto Republicans. Well, I don't agree with all of his assessments, Dom, but I like where he's taking it.
Curdy Thiessen goes on to write, the whole thing was a three-alarm dumpster fire for the GOP. All right, I concur. Trump's performance must have elated his hardcore supporters, but they are not going to decide the 2024 election. The next president will almost certainly be chosen by a few hundred thousand swing voters in a handful of purple states.
Wisconsin!
Imagine that you are one of those swing voters who liked Trump's policies but did not approve of his behavior in office, and this was your first sustained exposure to him since the 2020 election. Did this performance persuade you to return him to the Oval Office? Or were his rants and barrage of insults like fingernails on a chalkboard reminding you of the behavior you detested, but not so much the policies you liked, question mark? This town hall should be a wake-up call for the GOP.
It will not be.
Trump has not learned a thing from his 2020 defeat. He has not developed a message, the message discipline he lacked as president. He has not figured out that the path to another term is not simply energizing his base with red meat, but expanding his base by convincing persuadable swing voters to support him. There was zero effort Wednesday night to win over anyone who was not already with him. Biden wants to deflect attention from his presidency and make the 2024 election a referendum on Trump, and so apparently does Trump. But is that what Republican primary voters want? According to a new CBS News YouGov poll, the GOP electorate is divided into three camps. 24% they will say they will consider only Trump. 27% are not considering Trump at all. And a 49% plurality say they are deciding between Trump and other candidates. That 49% holds the fate of the country in its hands. Those voters need to take a good hard look at Trump's performance and decide whether this is really the man and the message they want to lead the Republican Party into battle in 2024.
He is.
If this town hall is a preview of the campaign to come, get ready for four more years of Joe Biden, writes Mark Thiessen at the Washington Post.
I think that could be true, Dom. I think that Donald Trump is still the one amongst the base. I mean, you heard the reactions from the crowd last night.
Well, sure, we stacked the crowd with a bunch of cult members. I mean, come on, man. Sitting around Charlie Manson's campfire, they all sang the songs and agreed with everything he said. You're not going to get anybody going against him. What do you expect? And I got to wonder, why would CNN? I mean, they made it this way as the observation.
1 million viewers.
Okay, so they do it for the
six
money.
Six times their normal broadcast viewership.
Could you have had the same circumstance, the same effect, if you had a 50-50 crowd where you had some boos and some people pushing back on some of the insults? Would that have turned anybody off? I don't know if it would have. So why set it up like this, CNN?
Well, normally this is the format you set a town hall up. You get supporters or people that might actually have a vote in the primary. Unfortunately, they're all MAGAs in this case. Come back, more Devil's Advocates with Bill Press. Back for me.
The Talk of Green Bay, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM, WGBW.
Here's what's going on around the area. The new Master Gardener 23rd Annual Plant Sale is at the STEM Center, UWGB campus, May 11th through the 13th. You'll find a great variety of flowers, vegetables, perennials, and native plants. If you love pets, gotta check it out. All about pets and animals at the Green Bay Pet Expo at the Resch Center. That takes place this Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, the 12th, 13th, and 14th. Great night of indoor football awaits you on Saturday, the 13th. Green Bay Blizzard indoor football, the kickoff at 3:05 p.m. And finally, the AVB Concert Band presents its final concert of the season Monday, April 15th at the Ashwaubenon Performance Center. Showtime, 7 o'clock. If you have an event you'd like us to tell others about, we'd love to help you out. Email it to info@civicmedia.us. We are the talk of Green Bay, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW. You're listening to the talk of Green Bay. WGBW 1590 AM Denmark. W250 CV Green Bay. And always streaming on the Civic ABC Media
News.
App.